is our text from Revelation, the fourth and fifth chapters, where God is called the one who is and who was and who is to come. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yahweh, the God who is, present to listen, present to help, present to save, present through his word, present in baptism, in absolution, in communion. Yahweh, the God who was, the God who delivers his people time and time again, present to Abraham, present at the divided Red Sea, present upon the cross. And tonight, Yahweh, who is to come. And when things to come are under consideration, the book of Revelation quickly asserts its relevance. Now, any preacher would be downright crazy to try to take a section from the book of Revelation and turn it into a normal Sunday morning sermon. So you have to judge exactly what I am, since I've chosen to do the same in one of these shortened Advent sermons. But I should be clear, it's not my intention tonight to try to decode every detail in the portion of Revelation we just read. Instead, we want to focus on the big picture, on what the whole passage is really about. Portion of Revelation which we just read focuses us in on a scroll that is sealed. In fact, it is a scroll that is sealed with seven seals. And you see, seven is the number of completion. And that detail is important to know because this scroll, then, is about the completion of all things. The initial problem is that no one is found who can open those seals, who can break them and open the scroll and read it. And for John, that fact is worthy of weeping. But just as tears begin to cascade down his cheeks, one of the elders comes up to him and directs his vision towards the one who can indeed open the scroll. He directs his eyes towards the Lamb of God. He tells him that he alone is the one who can open up this scroll. And indeed, in the vision, the Lamb then takes his place at the right hand of God the Father. And then he's given this scroll in order that he might open it. For he alone can break the seals. So what exactly is in this scroll that the Lamb opens? Well, essentially, it contains the rest of the visions that fill what we call the rest of the book of Revelation. Or to put it more simply, it contains the story of the end, the final battles, the Lamb's glorious return, the new heavens and earth. Or to put it in the words we've been using on these Wednesday evenings, it contains the story of what is yet to come. And the rest of the book of Revelation makes one thing abundantly clear. There is only one figure that stands in the middle of everything that happens at the end. It is the Lamb. It is Jesus. You see, he is the one ruling the church throughout the latter days, and he is the one who will gather and deliver his people on that last day. Yes, the same God who was with his people in the desert and then in the promised land. The same God who is with us at our lowest points of life and also our highest points. The book of Revelation says that same God will be with God's people through the great tribulation and then the wonderful glory which will indeed follow. In this season, you and I wait for Jesus to come at Bethlehem. Truth be told, this exercise is always a little challenging. It's always kind of hard to wait for something that we already know happened, and happened many years ago. But the fact that we live post-Christmas Day does not leave us simply always looking back to that day. So as anyone who will open their eyes can tell you, this is not the promised land. What we are living right now is indeed not what God has promised to give to his people. No, this place is filled with all sorts of things that God promises will not be there in that place. Things like disease and war and tears, just to mention a few. Indeed, for you and for me, we live knowing that there is still more to come. We live as God's people still looking forward, even when we pause to look backwards. Yes, indeed, we are waiting on the goodness of God. And the good news for all of us that engage in that wait is this. The end is already assured. The story, so to speak, is finished. The scroll has been written and been opened. Yes, the Lamb of God who was slain has now conquered. He has victory by virtue of the resurrection. He has sat down at the right hand of the Father by virtue of his ascension. And he has opened the scroll and set all the events of the end in motion. He is the one ruling over us, his church, even now. And he is that one whom we will behold on that last day when he returns. Yes, he is Yahweh, who is to come. And he will come. This is certain. The scroll contains all the details. Yes, as all the angels and the creatures on earth sang the first time that scroll is opened, so we believe and confess this night. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Yes, it is as God told Moses many years ago, and as he later clarified to John in his revelation. He is Yahweh, the God who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen.